Oakville Place Mall was transformed into a sugary paradise yesterday, Saturday, February 8, 2025, as the annual Oakville Butter Tart Festival took center stage. This year's festival drew in a surprisingly large crowd in comparison to last year, according to vendors, with hundreds of people lining up to indulge in the Canadian treat. "It's great to see so many people come back out again," said Helen Prucha, organizer of the festival and owner of Gotta Love Butter Tarts. "I think people needed a pick-me-up," she said in relation to the ongoing news surrounding the potential tariff threats imposed by USA and Canada. "Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty, but you know what? There's a lot of people here supporting local Canadian businesses, and I think that's awesome." The King's Daughters was present at the annual Butter Tart Festival in Oakville. Ramona Lateo. Vendors from across Ontario set up shop on the mall's lower level, offering their own takes on the buttery pastry. Some stuck to the classics, while others experimented with unique flavors and textures. Capital B Cafe has won 3 awards for the buttery, gooey, and decadent pastry. Ramona Lateo. Capital B Cafe, for instance, creates a salted caramel butter tart that is made with a homemade caramel. The Oakville-based catering company, which originally started as a cafe in Mississauga, has won 3 awards for the gooey, flaky pastry. Behind Capital B Cafe is 24-year-old Nikki Ramkissoon. Being one of the youngest vendors at the event, Ramkissoon is appreciative of the other vendors. "We're a little community, which I absolutely love," she said. "It's phenomenal having mentors showing me the steps and the notes." Nikki Ramkissoon is the 24-year-old owner behind Capital B Cafe, a catering company that runs in Oakville. Ramona Lateo. Omi's Sweet End Treats is an Etobicoke-based catering company that also excels in offering creative versions of the popular dessert. Its owner, Amila Tikaram, gets creative with flavor profiles. Tarts made with turtle's chocolate, which she says is the most popular with customers, maple syrup and bacon, strawberry chocolate truffle, and chocolate peanut butter are just some of the many options that she makes. The flavors came from her initial love for baking cakes for her kids, as she never liked the store-bought versions. Amila Tikaram of Omi's Sweet End Treats whips up fun approaches to the classic butter tart. Ramona Lateo. "It's usually the same flavors, plain or raisin," Tikaram said of the butter tart. "I've never been a plain type of person, even when it came to my cakes." Having almost sold out her butter tarts in nearly 3 hours, she believes the high turnout at this year's festival reflects a growing appreciation for Canadian, homemade goods. "Everything I do is made by hand. We try to do local ingredients and to support Canada right now," she said. "I think that's what we're seeing right now."